Many people find Buddhism, okay, these days on internet or by walking past the center. There may be the main points or through a friend. Yeah, but what the point I want to come to is they need to find a Dharma center. They need to find the Dharma center in the first place. So therefore, Venerable Geshe-la's wish is that there is a Dharma center in every city in this world. Once he said, a city or a town without Dharma center has no meaning. It's no meaning. We can think about. Then, I think naturally, we will develop a strong wish for our city to have a Dharma center. Yeah, for example, in whole Italy, at the moment, there are two. Italy is a big country, two Dharma centers. Do you think it's enough? Anyway, you decide. You decide. So, Dharma centers are absolutely necessary that people can find Dharma, that they can connect with Dharma, and that they can receive Dharma teachings and then put them into practice. Without the Dharma center, that would not function. So, in another occasion, Venerable Geshe-la said, actually, the Dharma centers are the most important place or even building in a city. That's what we think. Maybe you have a different idea. Yeah? Maybe you think Rome must be the Vatican, for Edinburgh must be the castle. I don't know what we think, what is the most important place. According to our Guru's wisdom view, it's Dharma centers. Dharma centers. Like I said before, Dharma centers have so many levels of function. So just like when we go back to these points, so without Dharma center, people do not know how to develop their mind spiritually. They have no opportunity to find a spiritual life, a new life, no opportunity to find a happy life, no opportunity to find a meaningful life, no opportunity to find a life that is the liberating path, no opportunity to destroy their ignorance. And this is the situation of most of the people on this planet. And we are so fortunate that somehow, I think, I don't know how I have created the causes, but somehow we have created the causes that we did find a Dharma center. We did find the most qualified spiritual guide, our root guru, Venerable Geshe-la. We have gathered these conditions so that we can spiritually develop our heart, our mind. Yeah, improving our human nature, our human qualities, the capacity of our mind. Before we met Dharma, never heard about things like this. Or maybe strange things, that there are some people who just steal bips and bobs from Buddhism. But explanations or teachings clear as you receive in our Dharma centers, not available anywhere. sorry, is not of proud. This is just the truth. And this truth, it's not coming from my mouth. It is coming from wisdom, from deep wisdom, from Venerable Geshe-la, and some of my experience. So, importance of Dharma Center is people come. We have to show a good example to them. Yeah, so our appearance in the Dharma Center shows what we are doing. We are like the, how do you say, the advertisement. So we are like the publicity for our center. Yeah, so our behavior, how we do things, how we relate ourselves to other people, how we deal with difficulties, adversities. So this is so important. This is what Geshe-la is encouraging us all the time. Please show a good example. Show a good example that people can learn to value the preciousness of Dharma, that they understand the preciousness. And this, like, to begin with, it's us who are like acting as representatives of Dharma practitioners of Kadam Dharma, or even Venerable Geshe-la's representatives. So we should always keep this in mind. Yeah, we are. If we think we are a Kadampa practitioner, we are a representative of this tradition, which is Venerable Geshe-la's heart. Again, so very important. And also, like, the other function is that there is a group of people who are working together in harmony to fulfill Venerable Geshe-la's wish that making Dharma available so that finally each and every living being can find a happy life, a meaningful life.